This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
A West Highland White Terrier and a female German Shepherd are part of my pack. They are two spoiled 40 ones that delight my children and are relevant in my family. I wish they could exploit their genetics, but the course of history already travels other paths. I don't need to get pests out of the burrows, nor do I need to graze animals in the field. I am an urban human who simply accompanies his life with pets. I am Guillermo Rico, veterinarian and animal expert. Welcome to Entre Animales by Pet Life Radio. I'll be right back after these messages to talk about the role of dogs in our society.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Entre Animales with Guillermo Rico by Pet Life Radio. Our dogs, today in the role of pets, in other times fulfilled even more decisive functions for humanity. From the beginning, about 15,000 years ago, this species identified as Canis lupus familiaris accompanied the first humans in the solitude of the night and in obtaining food. Then they became guardians of their dwellings, families, and herds. Little by little, with the course of history, they specialized according to the needs of each era, and that is how the dog breeds were mainly formed. Before firearms were invented, dogs were the ultimate in hunting. They helped locate and stalk prey, corner it, knock it down, and even kill it. Even after the thunder of the cartridges rolled the hunting grounds, spaniels, retrievers, greyhounds, setters, pointers, bloodhounds, and coonhounds continue to be inevitable for those who enjoy stalking prey in the bush. Despite the fact that technology came to livestock farming decades ago, dogs continue to play an essential role in large and small livestock farms, just as they did thousands of years ago. Blue heelers are instrumental in herding cows on large Australian ranches, as are kelpies on sheep farms in New Zealand and Chile. Even some modern farms here in the United States have recently incorporated herding dogs to guide the animals and protect them from possible attacks by coyotes and wolves. Many dogs were developed as guardians of large grounds like the popular Bull Mastiff, known as the gamekeeper's dog, or the Cane Corso in Italian mansions. Plenty of guard breeds today continue to protect backyards and accompany police and security forces. Dogs have always been a status symbol for the powerful. Several breeds were tied to royalty like the Borzois, the Corgis, and the Cavalier King Charles Spaniels. Others were even the object of adoration, exclusivity of monarchs, and pride of nations. Faro Hound, Choloskwintle, Tibetan Mastiff, and Canaan Dog are part of this group of dogs. The vast majority of American presidents who have occupied the White House have been accompanied by faithful dogs. In the same way, several world leaders such as Hitler, Churchill, Putin, Macron, and Queen Elizabeth II have melted at the feet of their dogs. Many brave dog breeds have been known to fight bulls, wolves, bears, and lions in the arena to amuse the hilarious crowds who mercilessly begged for blood. The fastest and most agile still amuse ordinary citizens and stimulate bets in several dog tracks around the world. In recent decades, we have seen the emergence of agility and these dog competitions in which mainly sheepdogs participate to break records and delight spectators, while others, smaller, were effective in keeping rodents and other pests away from barns, crops, and boats. This is why terriers are one of the most popular and numerous group of dog breeds. Prior to European settlement, indigenous dogs served native communities in America in the same way they did in other parts of the world. In North America, domestic dogs chased down moose and white-tailed deer. They protected food stores from vermin, provided warmth at night, and acted as a meat source during times of dearth. Dogs also facilitated the fur trade by sniffing out the frozen lodges of beaver. Although they often hunted and scavenged autonomously, it was through their symbiotic partnership with humans that indigenous dogs helped to define the Northeast's early modern ecology. Dog breeds were often developed to meet the needs of human beings. The kitchen dog, which eventually became extinct, is a clear example. Centuries ago, in a cottage near an old Norman castle in Abergavenny, Wales, a small dog trotted on a wooden wheel to help cook food. The now extinct Canis vertigus, or turnspit, was an essential part of British cuisine in the 16th century. This little dog was bred to run inside a wheel that turned the spit. It was also known as the kitchen dog, the cooking dog, or vernepatoker, Latin name for the dog that turns the wheel, just as a hamster. The first mention of this type of dog was in 1576 in the first book written about dogs. Thanks to huge Iberian mastiffs, the Spanish and Portuguese conquerors managed to subdue the American Indians, who in turn raised dogs as pets and even as an alternative food. These mastiffs, which could weigh as much as 250 pounds and stand 3 feet high at the shoulder, were brute attackers. Columbus, in his journal, wrote that one dog was worth 10 soldiers against Indians. When the Aztecs first met the Spanish war dogs, such as wolfhounds, greyhounds, lurchers, pit bulls, and gigantic mastiffs similar to modern Rottweilers, they had absolutely no idea what they were dealing with. Indeed, they did not think these animals were dogs at all. They thought they might be some species of ferocious and magical predators, an impression compounded by the fact that the Spanish dogs were armored in chainmail and steel plate like their masters, and were thus almost invulnerable to stone weapons. In the conquest of America, there were famous dogs like Amigo, who helped in the conquest of Mexico. Bruto, belonging to Hernando de Soto, assisted in the conquest of Florida, and Becerrillo, who helped to defeat indigenous people in Puerto Rico. These huge dogs that arrived on the caravels helped to establish breeds such as the Mastín de Borinquen in Puerto Rico and the Fila Brasileiro, used to control the slaves on the fazendas in Brazil. Similarly, bloodhounds were used to track runaway slaves before the American Civil War. Dogs also helped pilgrims to settle in America. It is well known that John Goodman, a 24-year-old Mayflower passenger, brought his Mastiff and English Springer Spaniel along for the voyage. Goodman's dogs became essential members of the settlement, who provided protection and aided in hands. We'll continue with our really cool topic right after these messages from our sponsors.
For those fortunate to have experienced the deep bond and unconditional love of a companion animal, the death that follows can be one of the most difficult and misunderstood losses to go through. Many times, this devastating loss goes unrecognized and trivialized by family and friends, leaving grieving pet parents struggling to find healthy ways to cope with the loss. In And I Love You Still, a thoughtful guide and remembrance journal for healing the loss of a pet, Dr. Julianne Corbin calls attention to the difficulties unique to the loss of a beloved pet and provides an interactive and compassionate guide to help you process your loss and work towards coming to a place of peace and healing. For those interested in journal therapy and looking for a professionally written and compassionate resource to help understand and reconcile the grief associated with the loss of your pet, this book is for you. And I Love You Still, a thoughtful guide and remembrance journal by Julianne Corbin, is now available for purchase on Amazon and other major book retailers.
Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
We are back. Dogs not only helped the conquest of territories, they also accompanied the independence and foundation of nations. The Mucuchi of Simón Bolívar in South America and the Burghers and Shepherds from Thomas Jefferson were this kind of dogs. George Washington was another dog lover. Washington, who loved fox hunting, received from Marquis de Lafayette a group of French hound dogs as a present. Breeds at Mount Vernon included also Briars, Dalmatians, English foxhounds, greyhounds, Italian greyhounds, mastiffs, Newfoundlands, pointers, spaniels, and terriers. This bunch of dogs helped Washington to develop the American foxhound. In fact, the American Kennel Club recognizes Washington not just as one of America's founding fathers, also as the father of the American foxhound and an influencer of other dog breeds like Blue Tick Coonhound, American English Coonhound, and Treeing Walker Coonhound. Since then, dogs became key companions of the new settlers in the United States. For example, the Mountain Curs were vital to the pioneers, and it is said the southern mountains couldn't have been settled without them. Similarly, Seaman, a Newfoundland dog, was a member of the Lewis and Clark expedition, the first trip from the Mississippi River to the Pacific coast and back. He was the only animal to complete the entire three-year trip. Dogs have always been known as man's best friend, even in tough situations. During wartime, the fact is emphasized. Dogs participated actively in the most important wars of humanity. Egyptian murals commemorate the loyalty and spirit of dogs who went to war with them. In the Middle Ages, while knights were getting ready for war, not only they get dressed in their own armor, they put their dogs in armor as well, and the dogs accompanied them into battle. The Greeks and Romans used dogs in battle as well, and Frederick the Great used dogs as messengers during the Seven Years' War in Russia. Dogs played their part in America's Civil War just like the humans did. Dogs looked for food and water for soldiers. They crossed enemy lines, carry information. They worked as prison guards. They were companions and improved soldiers' morale. The great conflicts of humanity have witnessed the versatility of dogs. According to one French source, more than 2,000 dogs were in service on the West Front at one time during the First World War. During the Second World War, some 20,000 dogs served the U.S. Army Coast Guard and Marine Corps. They guarded posts and supplies, carried messages, and rescued downed pilots. Scout dogs led troops through enemy territory, exposing ambushes and saving the lives of platoons of men. During the Second World War, approximately 75% of dogs used during combat were Doberman Pinschers, with 25% German Shepherds. In that time in America, through a nonprofit organization called Dogs for Defense, the public could loan their family dogs to the Marine Corps. The Doberman Pinscher Club of America also supplied many of the war dogs. Lately, the efforts of dogs in the military have received greater attention in recent years since Conan, a Belgian Malinois, helped hand down Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the most wanted terrorist in the world. During wartime, dogs have been used as a messenger dogs, patrol dogs, guard dogs, mine dogs, Red Cross dogs, or as drug dogs for the transportation of weapons, ammunition, food, and medical supplies. In addition to their working role in the war, dogs are popular with soldiers, creating a feeling of home under war conditions. For years, dogs have been enlisted in armies and police forces worldwide, where Malinois have reigned lately, and German Shepherds still persist. In more recent years, they are part of private security services and anti-narcotics and anti-explosives police. Similarly, rescue forces have incorporated dogs into their ranks, which have been decisive in rescuing people from debris in earthquakes or snow avalanches. During other natural disasters, dogs have not abandoned man either. Many people are grateful to have been pulled out thanks to the powerful nose of a rescue dog. Dogs have also accompanied man in the conquest of space. The sadly remembered Laika was an ineffable witness to history. Laika, the Russian dog, was the first animal to orbit Earth in 1957, and arguably the most famous to visit space. In 1960, Belka and Strelka were the first animals to reach orbit and return safely. According to the BBC, they appeared happy and unharmed by their experience when they returned to Earth and became internationally famous. In the field of human health, dogs have been equally useful. Many furry ones serve as support for people with psychological or metabolic disorders. Much research has been conducted on the impact of dog ownership and dog interactions on human psychological health and functioning. Frequent interactions with a dog, either through ownership or through long-term interventions, have been associated with positive psychological outcomes across the lifespan. Several studies have found that short-term and structured interactions with a therapy dog can significantly reduce self-reported anxiety and distress levels. For example, children with their pet dog or a therapy dog present during a stressful task exhibit lower perceived stress and more positive affect compared to when alone, when a parent was present, or when a stop dog was present. In recent years, they have helped children to break the cellophane that distances them from reality, to stimulate reading in early childhood, and to fill witnesses with courage when it comes to testifying before a judge. They have also been definitive for the control of epidemics. It is enough to remember the famous huskies and malamutes in Nome, Alaska, at the beginning of the last century. It is well documented how 20 mushers and about 150 sled dogs transported the diphtheria antitoxin across 674 miles, saving the small town of Nome and the surrounding communities from a developing epidemic of diphtheria. They also acted as sentinels for the identification of Ebola in Africa. And during the recent coronavirus pandemic, some dogs have been trained for the early diagnosis of the coronavirus. Despite the controversy that has arisen and the arguments that point to the need to guarantee animal welfare, dogs are used to test the safety of drugs, medical devices, and pesticides such as weed killer, insect repellent, and rat poison. Testing aims to determine how a substance, ingredient, or device will affect human health. Dogs are also used in many types of biomedical experiments, including cardiac, neurological, respiratory, and dental. Dogs may be specially bred to have a fatal disease, such as a muscular dystrophy. In other cases, healthy dogs will be operated on to give them symptoms of serious conditions like heart disease or to remove or damage some of their organs and then further experimented upon. Sadly, they are also typically killed after the research is over. Dogs are also increasingly used to help conservation partners tackle poaching and the illegal trade in flora and fauna, gather ecological data about imperiled and invasive species and their habitats, detect illegally used poisons and their animal victims, and as alternatives to lethal control of wildlife. For example, there is a project in New Zealand training dogs for location of searching native and endangered species, and also for detecting signs of invasive species. Similarly, in Nigeria and Cameroon, scientists took a group of specially trained dogs and set them to work searching for gorilla poo in order to help monitor the surviving population of these species. Dogs have also evolved to perform somewhat capricious functions for humanity. It is well known that the Shih Tzu was developed to warm the feet of royalty on cold nights, and that the Lagotto Romagnolo, thanks to its exceptional nose, has been used in the Italian countryside to search for truffles. Dogs have also been widely used in advertising and in the entertainment industry. The bulldog, for example, is the king of marketing. Many advertising campaigns have included the breed to position different products. CNBC, Mini, Volkswagen, TripAdvisor, Mac, Motorola, Pedigree, Brantano, Tommy Hilfiger are some of the brands that have used the breed in their advertising. There are also countless movies, sitcoms, and animated series that have dogs as their stars. Despite the advances that humanity has achieved, the current human seems to need the dog just as the caveman did. The role it plays as a pet has been associated with a better quality of life for its owners. Dogs are also currently irreplaceable for some nomadic peoples and for street dwellers in large underdeveloped cities. Regardless of the fact that dogs have been with us for thousands of years and have shown their loyalty in various roles, dog abandonment rates continue to be a concern for foundations and entities in charge of animal welfare. Accordingly to the Humane Society, 6.3 million companion animals enter U.S. animal shelters nationwide every year. Of those, approximately 3.1 million are dogs. Each year, at least 920,000 shelter animals are euthanized, 390,000 dogs and 530,000 cats. So, if dogs have never abandoned humanity, what reason is there to abandon them? Well, I'm out of time, so I would like to thank Mark Winter, producer of Pet Life Radio, for making this show possible. Don't forget to buy my book, Entre Animales, in Amazon. Also, follow me on Twitter at GRICOVET and on Instagram at GRICOH. I also invite you to read my blog, entreanimales.shop. Until next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.